Hello, this is Carol Adrian. Today I'm looking at the chart of Tiger Woods. I became interested in him like everybody else when I heard him speak the other day. And I wanted to see what his chart would reveal. I looked up his name on the internet. His original name is Eldrick Taunt Woods, and the middle name is spelled T-O-N-T. He's born on December 30th, 1975. So that birth date gives Tiger the birth path of the outstanding leader, number one. And this is not surprising. I was looking for something that would show his preeminence in the field of golf, and there it is, the number one, the pioneer, the outstanding, charismatic individual with a unique talent. Now, other people may have the number one and they don't take it quite to that level, but in this case, that's about as far as you can go, the one. So he's definitely made an impact in his field. His destiny is a nine, which is to, it's called the humanitarian. The nine is global, international. He's reached out to billions, if not billions of people who know his work and follow him, and who he is an inspiration to others to, you know, expand. He obviously travels internationally, and he has, he's here to really understand the spiritual connections that he has to life. Interestingly, there are three karmic numbers in his chart. The 14-5, his heart's desire, the 14-5 is to be different, to be breaking the rules, to breaking new ground. And also, it covers all the range of exceptional experiences in the physical world. Everything from his talent for the game and his breaking the rules with the over-addiction to sex. And that 14 is the number of addiction, actually. The personality that he has, a 13-4, is he's a transformer. And many people have said in reporting about him how he has transformed the world and the game of golf. So he definitely has done something very unique and unusual there. And then his habit challenge, the lifelong challenge, which can come up like a snake in the grass to scare us or to change our lives, it's another karmic number, 16 or 7, which is the number covering betrayals and disappointing and love affairs outside marriage and so forth. So this is something that somehow and in some karmic way this lifetime is being worked out to clear away maybe some residual karma in the connections he has with the people in his life closest to him. His ultimate realization is to keep that high status, the one. He with the one birth path and the destiny of nine, which is the worldwide stage, it seems at the end of his life, he definitely, there's no question that no matter what happens from here on out, he would take his place in history. So he has made an impact of global importance. And his mental plane is also a one, which I find interesting, that how that must play a part in his intuitive grasp of what to do on the golf course. Now, he's an old soul. You wouldn't know that about Tiger, would you? But he has the mark of the old soul, the zero challenge, in place from birth until the age of 35, which is this year. And the old soul zero challenge means you have either relatively no challenges or all kinds of challenges. So I think he's gone probably the whole gamut there, from having, you know, a blitzkrieg of success to, you know, a shambles of a problem. So he will come out of this. This is a 9 year for Tiger. It's a time of completion, integrating, going to a new level, gaining wisdom from your experiences, which I'm sure he is doing. And this first part of his life has been under the number six from birth until the age of 35. Six is the number of learning about responsibility. And I think that message came through loud and clear in the message he gave on TV a couple weeks ago when he talked about his part in things and learning about responsibility, which goes along with family and teaching and being a role model for children and players all over the world. The last 2 years have been a lot of ups and downs, and the five essence has been influencing him for a couple of years. And as of his birthday in December of this year, in 2010, he's going to enter a new vibration of the 35 or 8 for 3 years. So my sense is that he's definitely going to come back into prominence and play maybe better than ever. 8 is actually the number of professional sports. It's a number of competition, being the executive, making lots of money, being involved with corporations and sponsorship, and being in a business-like mode with getting results. So I do think over the next 3 years, he's going to be quite something, that I would say. Now, his vibration is changing from the lesson around 6 in the Pinnacle 6, which is responsibility and being a role model, to a 7. So for the next 9 years, he's going to be in a, perhaps one could say, I'm reading into this here, perhaps a more humble position, more thoughtful, deeper, more privacy. Of course, he likes privacy now, but this is going to increase. And the family numbers are still strong. He's been under a 2 for the last couple of years, which is clearly his relationship with his wife and his family. And the family numbers at least continue for the next strongly as accented numbers up through at least 2014. So I do think he will come back stronger and more experienced and sort of burnished by this experience. So that's my quick rundown on the numbers for Tiger Woods.